The Recovery Agent by Janet Ivanovich is an adventurous story through the Peruvian jungle with the aim of treasure. Janet Ivanovich is the best-selling author of the Stephanie Plum series. She made sure to pay attention to the historical and geographical details, one of the most fascinating features of this story. Blend Indiana Jones and Stephanie Plum, and you will understand what The Recovery Agent is about. This is a quintessential Ivanovich book. It is easy, fun to read, light, and quick. You do not have to think a lot about the plot, and there is a good portion of humor involved in it. Janet Ivanovich herself admitted that the purpose of her book is to offer someone a few hours of entertainment. And Lorelei King does the narration, just cherry on top. Gabriella Rose knows how to get back lost things. She is a recovery agent based in New York. She gets hired by companies and individuals seeking stolen heirlooms, lost treasures, or missing assets of any type. Rose is reliable. She is well trained with all kinds of weapons and cool under stress. But her latest job is not for any multimillionaire. This time it is Gabriella's family in Swoon, South Carolina. She gets a call from home about calamitous circumstances. Her home is going to be wiped off the map because of a devastating storm. Only if they have millions they can flip back this situation. The plot starts with Gabriella's grandma listening to Annie the Ghost about Blackbeard's treasure map. Inspired by Grandma Franny, Rose sets off for St. John in pursuit of the lost Reassure of Cortez and the Ring of Solomon. St. John is a cottage. According to Grandma Fanny, the ghost Annie has hidden under this very cottage. But this pursuit is not easy and it comes up with another massive problem attached to it, Rafer. He lives in St. John presently. Rafer is a blend between Morelli and Ranger from the Plum series. Gabriella's ex-husband Rafer has the map that perhaps guides the way to the treasure. Rafer will not let Gabriella have the treasure without him. With the sketchy map and Rafer, Gabriel set off for Peru. Other than Peru, they travel to New York City, Costa Rica, and California in their conscientious search. Rafer has a habit of getting under Gabriella's skin. However, during the time they are not wrangling about old times, the duo makes a frightening team. Gabs, as Rafer calls Gabriel, is quite a fearless and determined woman. Both of their features are necessary to fight the creatures of the jungle and even people who are after the treasure. After a harrowing trek into the jungle, they encounter a drug lord. And, at the moment, a team is required to defeat the brutal drug lord who is also after the enchanted ring. He is so brutal that he does not mind leaving a large body count to get the ring. He wants the Ring of Solomon to control a demon army for his lord Supai. And perhaps this is just the commencement of their adventure.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.